Did it?
Hi, Peter. This is Nadine with Local Splash. I don't know if you remember me. We spoke a while back. We had been talking about Google Guaranteed. How have you been? Doing well?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. It's almost Friday. So that's always a good sign.
Yes.
So
yes, it is.
I just wanted to check in. You know, I know it's been a while since we last talked, but if you remember, we had discussed that Google Guaranteed program, the pay-per-lead program that appears at the top of the page of Google with the green check mark. And so I know at the time when we had talked, things had slowed down for you. This was like back in June, right? And so it just wasn't a good time to be making an investment in that. So I just wanted to, you know, check in to see, you know, if that was something you might perhaps still be interested in, or, you know, if what you're doing now is currently working and you're happy with that.
Well, things have changed a little bit. Things have slowed down again. It went up for a while, and now it's down again, and that's because of the uncertainty of what is coming up from the
election.
Economic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have elections. You have a possible recession. You have inflation that's possibly peaking, but we don't know. So all of those.
So the uncertainty.
Yeah, exactly. It adds to uncertainty. But what happens, what I found, is the uncertainty lasts for a certain period of time. And then people get, like, exhausted of being uncertain. And then they start spending again.
Right.
So this is just a lull that I'm experiencing right now. I'm expecting it to pick back up. Usually my winters are busy because I get a lot of trouble calls around the holidays when people's electrical systems shut down and have to be fixed.
Right.
Because they're putting an excess demand on their electrical system during those snow. So, so I'm expecting things to pick up, but to be honest with you, I forgot what your fees were.
Yeah, so I'll go over it with you. So the Google Guaranteed, right? There's a one-time $250 application fee, okay, and we send you the application. You fill it out. I believe that they're requiring, if I'm not mistaken, and I think you mentioned you had it, the electrical contractor's license, the C10.
Yeah.
Is that the one you carry? Okay.
Just renewed, yeah.
Oh, awesome. So they require the background check. They require that you have at least five Google reviews on your profile page, which you currently have six, I saw.
Okay.
The license, the C10, and then they want the certificate of liability insurance. I mean, whatever California, you know, whatever California requires that it meets it or exceeds it, right? So when you upload those documents, we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, we always say that the approval can take anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. Really, I will tell you this, it does depend, Peter, on how quickly you respond also to the background check. I mean, I've seen at times where someone's been approved in 4 weeks, okay? Now, once you do get approved from Google, that's when, of course, we would follow up, let you know that you've been approved, and to see when you would want us to turn on the leads, okay? Now, if you say yes, turn the leads on, what we're going to be charging you is just the minimum monthly budget, because we like to start you off there, for you to get a feel of the program first before you start investing more money on taking on more leads. So the minimum monthly budget, okay, is $261. Now, this will give you up to 13 leads in the month. And these are leads that will come to you in a form of a phone call. So it's a live call from that potential prospect, okay? So basically, those leads are costing you $20 a lead. Now, let's say that someone called you to remove a tree. Someone called you outside of your service area. You don't accept that job. Somebody called you to solicitate you, other marketing. Somebody called you to see if you're hiring. Those are all considered unqualified leads. So Google will credit those leads right back to you. They're unqualified. The only time it's a qualified lead, Peter, is if you discuss pricing, like you gave price over the phone, or if you set an appointment. Those are considered qualified leads.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's too many. That is too many leads for me. Is there any way we can cut that in half?
Well, actually, that's the minimum. That's the bare minimum. I will tell you this, though, okay? What I love about this program is that let's say you only got one lead in the month, which I've never seen that happen, but let's just say you did. What is left over in your budget is going to roll over to that next month, which means that next month, you're only paying $20 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. If, let's say, you've gotten about four leads and then you're like, man, I'm booked. I can't handle no more. Call us. We shut them off. We shut off the leads. Now, we won't turn them back on until you call us to turn them back on. So when you call us to turn them back on, it's going to pick up from where it left off. So it'll finish eating up that budget before you get charged again. Make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And so, you can shut them off and on when need be. There's not like a set time, like you can only shut them off for this amount of time or you can only shut them off this many times. It's however long you need to and however many times you want.
Gotcha. So you said that there are some other things included in this package, like a website or something like that that you would do for me or some sort of advertising.
Yeah. So with the Google Guaranteed program, because I know you had a website before, right? But I don't even see it anymore. It shows
GoDaddy took it down.
Okay, no worries. We would include a website for you at no additional cost. It's included in that same package. So we would build you a new website. Now, those reviews that you currently have on your Google Business Profile page, those reviews will also transfer as well and appear on that Google Guaranteed profile. So Google Guaranteed is a completely separate program from your Google Business Profile that you currently have on Google. Google Guaranteed, you'll see them at the very tippy top of the page with the green check mark next to it that says Google Guaranteed. And you can be very selective if you want to target certain counties, you want to target by city, whichever you prefer. You could cover, if you want, the whole state of California. If that's what your license and your insurance covers, you can cover the whole state. But, I mean, I know you don't.
That would be a little big for me, yeah.
Yeah, that would be, I think, a little much. But I'll tell you, this program, I love it because of the fact that you can shut them off and on when you need to. And you don't have to call in and dispute it and say, listen, that lead was not qualified, because you're going to have a special tracking number that Google assigns to you that is actually, it'll be linked to your phone. So when you pick up that call, okay, you'll hear it say incoming Google Guaranteed lead before you are even connected with that prospect. So because the calls are recorded, Peter, Google has a system set up that will know which calls were qualified and which ones weren't. So you're not having to consistently call in and dispute one that might come through, because they're able to do that.
That's interesting. That's done by AI, right?
Yes, correct.
That's interesting. Okay. That sounds pretty good. I had a question, now I forgot what it was. The background check, what does that entail?
Great question. So the background check, I know that they go back 7 years, okay? The background check, basically what they're looking for is just if you have felony charges, right? They're not looking at misdemeanors or DUIs. And it's basically, they're just wanting to see what's on your record, right? Obviously, if, like, let's say you had a felony for theft, right? Or for violence or stuff like that, that's typically something that they don't approve, because Google So they call it Google Guaranteed because Google is also putting up an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for that potential client that selects you. So it's almost as if Google is backing up your work, right? They're like guaranteeing your work. So this is why they run the background check, because they want to make sure that if they're approving someone, that it's someone who doesn't have felonies on their record, right? Because they're also, it's like Google's kind of saying, this is a legitimate company and we stand by them. We've approved them for this program.
Gotcha. So how can I ask you, in San Mateo County, let's say, how many electrical contractors are signed up with you guys?
With us specifically, because your zip code, you're in the 94403, right? That's where you're based out of, correct? Okay.
Yes.
So just so you know, our company, so the one thing that I love about Google Guaranteed, because it's a pay-per-lead program with the calls coming to you in the form of a phone call, you're not sharing them with anyone. So it's only going to you. I don't know if you've ever used like a Home Advisor or even Angie's Leads or Thumbtack, right? Where that lead that you're getting, you're getting their information. Apparently it's someone interested in your services, right? You have to call the prospect. And a lot of times, you're not the only one receiving that lead. It's also being sent to like three or four other businesses. So all of you are sharing the same lead and paying for it, whether they pick up the phone or not. So when Google heard all these, you know, these things going on with these lead generating services, that's why they created this program, okay, where it's an exclusive lead that you're not sharing with anyone. If somebody called you outside of your service area, if someone called you outside of your services, those are considered unqualified leads. You get it credited right back.
So you,
in San Mateo, I can tell you right now who's part of the Google Guaranteed program. And I mean, they're not working with us, right? But I see two companies, Service Champions and Mr. Electric of San Mateo. Those are the only two that I see in San Mateo that are part of that Google Guaranteed program. Now, obviously, they probably signed up with another company, right? But let me tell you, like when I'm looking at Service Champions, right? Excuse me. It shows that they serve areas outside of San Mateo, like Alameda, Albany, Alamo, American Canyon, Berkeley, Campbell, Concord, Daneville. Like they list like all the areas that they service, right?
Yeah.
So let's just say you didn't list Vacaville, right? But somebody calls you from Vacaville for a project, right? If you don't accept that job and Vacaville is not part of your service area that's listed, unqualified lead.
So how does it know that the call was coming from Vacaville if the person doesn't say they're from Vacaville?
Because they have a way of tracking it. Because even if they didn't say that they were from Vacaville, right, there's a way of tracking it. Even if you, and here's the thing, even if you felt like, you know what, that lead was questionable, right? And let's say you looked it up and but you didn't accept the job, right? And you looked it up and you're like, you know what, I'm kind of not sure if I'm being charged for that lead. You would just contact your department here within our company, because you'll have a team that's actually dedicated to your Google Guaranteed account. So you would just contact us and say, listen, I want you guys to look into this lead that I got because I feel like it's not a qualified lead. Okay. I would always recommend this. Even if they don't tell you where they're located, ask them. Okay, so what's your location? Because if they say that it's in an area that you're not servicing, and as long as you don't accept that job, that is an unqualified lead. So you could just say, you know, unfortunately, I don't service that area, right? That's an unqualified lead because you mentioned you don't service that area to them on the phone.
Okay, that brings up a good point. That's up an interesting point. Let's say I'm busy with a job and I don't have any free time and someone calls me in my area. It's a legitimate call, and I turn the call down. Is that still considered a legitimate lead, and I will be billed for that?
Yes, yes. Well, you know, that's a great question. So how I say is this, right? As far as I know, I'm going to say yes. Because that is why we say if you're busy and you can't handle business, right? We know sometimes, like, there might be an electrical emergency, right? You might be able to squeeze some in, depending. Okay. But let's just say, you know, there's a certain week that you're like, you know what, I got some jobs lined up and I really don't want to take any more jobs within this week. At least call us so we can immediately shut off those leads so that way none are coming in and you're being charged for.
Gotcha. So what you're saying is in order for me to shut the lead generation off, I have to make a phone call.
Yeah, you would just call us. It's not an app. You would call us because they're working on that. When we do have an app, I mean, of course, we would let you guys know immediately. But I will tell you this. When you call and you say, shut off my leads, they shut them off immediately. Immediately.
Does somebody answer during certain business hours?
We're always here. So we are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. We're in California. We're on the southern part, right? I've even had one time where one of the business owners, right? He had called, but he couldn't get through. So he called me and I immediately sent them a message saying, shut off his leads now. And they shut him off. You're going to always be able to get a hold of someone. But of course, if you call after hours, then just know that when we get back in the following day, you know, if you're calling on a Friday, it won't be shut off until we come in on Monday. So I would always encourage you, shut them off. If you kind of have that feeling, you know what? Shut them off, because even if it's just one day and you're like, okay, well, I guess I can now take on, at least you're playing it safe. You know what I mean? And then just call us to turn them back on. And it'll pick up where it left off at.
So to turn it back on, simply make a phone call and say, turn it back on, and boom, it goes right back on again.
Yeah, and it'll pick up from where it left off at.
And it doesn't matter how many times it's switched on or off. It just, that's how it functions.
There's no limit. I mean, there have been some that they go, like there's some that go out of the country. Like I knew of one guy, he was actually going to Europe, and he shut it off for 30 days, you know. And this was out in Florida. He was going on a trip with his family, and he's like, well, what happens if I'm off, then you call us to shut them off. And he shut them off for the month. And then he turned it back on once he got back, because it doesn't make sense. I mean, if you're not going to be here and you can't handle the jobs, why do you want to get leads coming in? You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. If they call you and you're not answering those calls, I mean, that's another thing too. You know, that's a potential prospect. So we still want you to at least be able to call those guys. So you're going to have a way of even tracking those calls too.
Gotcha. Where are you guys located?
We're in Fountain Valley. So in the southern part, it's actually, the county is called Orange County. So we're right in between Los Angeles and San Diego. I would say 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Yeah, I'm very familiar. That's where the Wedge is.
Yeah.
You know, you ever heard of the Wedge?
I'm trying to think. I've heard it before. I'm not too sure what it is. I've heard about the Wedge, but I can't tell you what it is, though.
Surfing spot.
Okay. I was kind of figuring that. Are you a surfer?
Windsurfer, yeah. Surfer.
No way, really?
Water person, yeah. So, okay, that's interesting. So you're in Orange County. Okay. It definitely sounds enticing. You said that Splash was designed and built by Google itself.
Our company, Local Splash, what we are is a Google channel partner. Now, the program Google Guaranteed itself, that was created by Google. It's a Google product. So Google products would be your Google Local Map, Google Ads, Google Guaranteed. So like when you're looking at Google, right, when you do a search for an electrician on Google, what you'll see at the very tippy top of the page is Google Guaranteed. They're the first ones that you'll see with the green check mark, right? Underneath of that, you'll see the sponsored ads, which are the Google ads. Underneath of that, you'll see the local map. And then underneath of that, you'll see the organic listings, which are like directories that you'll see, or someone's website will be listed there. And that's over time that you would appear organically.
Okay,
that's when
so
you would see those.
Okay, you said that a website would be built on my behalf,
yes,
representing a business.
Yes.
Where
we would build one for you.
Where would that website be situated? Is it on the first page, or where is it? On the 10th page?
The website, actually, the website, you can attach it to your Google Business Profile page. So, you know, your Google Business Profile page that you currently have, like if someone clicks on your website, it shows that it's not existing anymore, right? We could put the link there so that way, you know, all you do is put the link and it'll show on your Google Business Profile.
Yeah, but when people do a search, for instance, let's say they do electricians in San Mateo County.
Uh-huh.
There's an order in which what business shows up at the top of the list and on
Google
what page?
Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed on the first page. Google Guaranteed is always on the first page at the very top.
Okay, that's interesting.
And honestly, like even right now, you really don't have a lot of what I would say even people that you would be competing against for Google Guaranteed, because all I see in San Mateo are just those two companies listed there for San Mateo.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. Yeah, because I hear that a lot. I get occasional calls from people that build websites, and then they include a way to get you located on the first page. So that's part of their program.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I asked.
Yeah, we include the website because obviously we want you to have a website, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, it just gives people more information about your services and about your company, you know. However,
let's say I shut the calls off, right? Like you said, that guy did from Florida.
Uh-huh.
Does the website stay on? Is it still present, or does that get shut down as well?
No, the website's still there. Like when you pause it, right? I mean, your website link is still going to be showing there. You know what I mean? But when you pause it, we obviously don't want to be like optimizing things if you're not able to take on business at that time, right? Primarily, the reason for the pausing, like shutting them off and on the leads, is because we don't want any leads coming in if you can't handle more business, because we don't want you incurring those charges if you can't take on those jobs, right? It wouldn't make sense.
That's true, but how do they do that? How do they shut the calls off? That part I don't understand, because if my name is out there, my website is on, how do they stop from contacting me?
Well, because of the fact, so here's the thing, right? Your Google Guaranteed, when it has the green check mark next to it, that means that your leads are on, okay?
Ah,
when you shut them off, you'll still show with the Google Guaranteed, but the green check mark means that your leads are off, right? You can even set the hours that you want those leads to be on.
But clients don't know that.
No. So here's the thing. They could still call you and you're possibly not even getting charged for that because of the fact that your leads are off. So it doesn't mean that they wouldn't be calling you.
So what if they do call me, my leads are shut off? Does their call get redirected to a different, or how does that work?
No, it wouldn't get redirected. Because I've even seen where there's some of them listed there and they don't even have their leads on, right? So like, for example, Pacific Coast, I also see that there's Pacific Coast Home Services, right?
Yeah.
Now those guys, their leads, it doesn't even show that they're on because the green check mark isn't there, right?
Yeah.
However, what I do see is that someone could click and call on their number and still get a hold of them. Right? They can still get in touch with them. Let me ask you this. Are you sure you never signed up for that program, Peter, for Google Guaranteed?
To be be honest with you, I don't recall. I talked to so many different people.
You don't ever remember going through, like, a verification process?
I don't think I did. I know I talked with several representatives from your company, but I never went through with it because I'm signed up with Yelp as well, and I was
getting
leads through Yelp. But Yelp, you know, they came at me very aggressively, and that
really
turned me off. Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, they shut me off. They turned off the leads. So that was that. So then work slowed down a little bit since they shut off their leads. But that, as far as getting, let me answer your question. I was signed up with HomeAdvisor. This was back in 2014 or 15.
Uh-huh.
And went to their background check.
Okay, yeah, that's different. That's completely different from the Google Guarantee. Yeah. So, yeah, the only thing that I see you having actually is just the Google Business Profile.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, I'm not exactly sure how that was initiated. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I guess that was... It things are constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So I think that somehow that activated. I know what happened. Yeah. I had a website developer work for me.
Uh-huh.
I hired two. They used to work for Google, I believe. And they built a website for me. And I went through GoDaddy to get the website put on the website. And I think through that route, that's how it all happened.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's just a Google Business Profile is what you have. That's the one that has the 6 reviews.
Yeah, that was initiated, I believe, through GoDaddy.
Yeah. And then they took it down?
Well, they took part of it down because these guys kept coming at me. They would come out of left field and then say, without this authentication or verification, you can't keep, they called it the real estate. They said, you cannot keep the real estate on the
uh-huh.
internet. And so I said, well, you know, I'm already paying you guys this much money. And that is what I originally signed up for. Everything was running very smoothly. And now you guys are coming at me with this new charge.
Uh-huh.
And they said, yeah, that's the way it is. And, you know, take it or leave it. And that's pretty much what they presented me with. And I said, well, I need to think about it. And I took too long to think about it.
Oh, okay.
So they shut that portion off. And I think that's called the SSL something, blah, blah, blah. I forget the acronym. So they shut that off, and that was where my website
the SSL, you know what the SSL is? So the SSL is it's like a security lock. So what the SSL certificate is, that right there is, it prevents people from stealing information off of your website. So like, let's say on your website, right? It has like a lead form that people could fill out. Like if they didn't have time to call you, but they wanted to get a message to you, they could fill out the form where they put their name, their phone number, they could put their address and what their question is and their email, right? So that information, you would receive in an email, right? So when you have the SSL certificate, it prevents people from filling your information.
Wow.
Which is something you always want to have on your websites anyways, is an SSL certificate.
Yeah. I'm just throwing that out there. I don't know exactly what it was called that they shut off, but That was just one of the things that they talked about. So I'm using that as an example. That may not be what was shut off. It may have been something else. He said that it was the real estate. He said you lost your real estate on the internet. And that was what I was paying that extra fee for. That was the way that he could explain it. He goes, you're set up with us, but he says, now you have to pay for the real estate. And he says, since you're not paying for the real estate on the internet, we're going to take it down. And that's exactly what they did. So that is why my website is no longer on the internet. That is what I want. But I'm still with GoDaddy. I'm still paying them annually. It's not for the real estate part of the agreement.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of complex. To be honest with you, I don't completely understand all the nuances of it. But I'm still with them. Exactly what they're doing for me, I don't exactly know.
Right.
I don't know what I'm getting for, I'm paying them, but I don't know what I'm getting for my money. What are they doing for me? I don't know.
Yeah. I know. What are you paying annually?
I think I'm paying like $125 annually.
Okay. That sounds to me that you're paying for the domain.
Ah, that's what it is. Yes, the domain.
Yeah, so that's what you're paying for is the domain. So, because it's a GoDaddy domain, if you have the login for that, then we could actually use that same domain to build your website.
Okay, yeah, it's www.sanmateoelectrician.com.
Yeah, I see it. So you should have somewhere in an email, there should be a login, right? So as long as you have that login, we would need it so that way we could use your domain to build the website.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think I can provide that for you. Yeah. With your help, I could probably find it. So yeah, I actually have two domains. One is pdoelectricalservices.com and then the next is sanmateoelectrician.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the one that I see is the sanmateoelectrician.com. That's the one that I see that's on your Google Business profile.
Yeah, yeah. So that, but I'm paying for two. I own two domains with them.
Oh, you do? Interesting. Yeah. How come you own two?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. That happened. That originated back in 2014. So I'm not exactly sure how that all worked.
Uh-huh.
But I ended up with two domains.
Okay. So, what do you think, Peter? Do you think this is something, more for you, in the future? What are your thoughts?
Okay, let's kind of walk through this.
Okay.
On a sequential basis. So let's say hypothetically, I say, okay, let's sign me up. I pay you the initiation fee. You set up like $250.
Yes.
Okay. So then what happens next?
So then what we do is I send you the application. Okay. For you to start filling out. It's a simple application. It's not difficult. It's basically going to be asking you for what's the primary business owner's name? What's the address for the business? What's your birth date? What's your social, right? Because they're going to be running a background check. Now, your license and the address that's associated with the business license and with the insurance has to match with the address that you list on the application, or else they'll kick it back and say the addresses need to match. They won't approve it. They'll make you correct it. Okay. So, when you fill out the application, it's going to ask you, what are the cities that you want to target? You can list them there. It's going to ask you, what's your minimum monthly budget? That would be 261. And I would send that to you in the email, right? And then it's going to have you upload your certificate of liability insurance. It's actually the Accord is what they call it. We put an example so you know which page it is. And then you're going to upload your license, your business license, the C-10. And then it's going to ask you, do you have any employees? Of course, you're going to put zero, because even if you put that you had one employee, let's say you had someone part-time and you put one on there, they're going to want to do a background check on your employee. So you always put zero, because the only background that should be conducted is with the business owner who's face-to-face with, you know, exchanging money with clients, right? Now, you submit it, okay? I do schedule, it's what we call an onboarding call with one of our technicians. They'll just review the application, make sure, you know, everything's filled out. We submit it to Google. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, once we find out, because Google uses two different companies, one is called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. They use those two companies to run their background checks. Once we know which company it is, we would call you and say, Peter, be on the lookout. Pinkerton's going to be sending you an email or a text message. Follow the steps. Or we'll tell you it's Evident ID, follow the steps, be on the lookout. So I can't remember which one it is, but one of them will just ask you just for the front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one will ask you, put your name, put your birth date, put your social, because what they're doing is verifying that it's you that they're running the background check on, and it's in real time. So you only have so much time to actually respond to that background check before it expires, and then we have to trigger it again to be resent to you. Now, once you do that, right, like I said, from the time that you submit the application, it's between 4 to 8 weeks. So once Google approves you, we'll be notified, and then we notify you to let you know you've been approved and to see, when would you like us to turn on the leads, Peter? You could say, listen, I want the leads turned on in December. Okay. What date in December? So when that date comes in December, we're going to turn on the leads, and then that's when you would be charged the $261 when we turn on the leads. Now, keeping in mind, the following month, okay, you might not be paying $261 again. You might have only gotten three leads. So you know that following month, you're only paying for the three leads that you got the month before. And it's at $20 a lead, so you would only be paying $60, right? Now, if you got all 13 leads and all of them were qualified, then, of course, the following month, you're paying the $261 budget because of the fact that we always want you to have $261 in your budget. So it's like having a prepaid card of $261, and every time you put it into the ATM machine, it's deducting $20, right? So if that next month, whatever is left over in your balance, that following month, we want it back up to $261. So basically what you're doing is replenishing for the leads that you received the month before. Gotcha. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and do it.
Okay. So let's do this. Peter, I have your email. I don't know if it's still the same one. It's peterwtrader@aol.com.
Yes.
That's still a good email for you? Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. There is another email associated with the business, but yeah, I don't use it as much.
I would say the email that I would like to put on file is an email that we would correspond with you, send your receipts to. So I would prefer that it be an email that you check frequently.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. Now keep in mind, this program is month to month. Okay? It's not a contract.
Gotcha.
So just so you're aware. Now, this first email that I'm going to be sending you, It's gonna say Google guaranteed. It's just gonna give you everything that we discussed about the application fee, the process taking 4 to 8 weeks, and then also how those Google guaranteed profiles will look. It also gives the breakdown, you know, about Google putting up that additional $2,000. So everything that we kind of talked about there, it's also going to show it as well. Okay. So, and I'm going to also put what your minimum monthly budget is. So that way that's there within the email. So let me just implement this here.
Well, that would be the max monthly budget.
Let me do that. Where does a lot of your business come from right now, Peter?
It's
more word of mouth?
Yeah, exactly.
That's good. That's good. So how typically do you travel? I mean, like, typically how far? Do you try to stay in with certain within a certain mile radius, or?
San Francisco to San Jose, out to San Ramon, and out to Half Moon Bay.
Okay. Okay, so I just sent out that first email, so that way you have it there. And then while we're on the phone, also on this phone, you can receive text messages, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to go over some things with you real quick under the electrician category, and then I'll explain why. Okay. So under the electrician category, we call it a vertical as well. It means category. The services that are listed under that: install light fixtures, repair light fixtures, install outlets or switches, repair outlets or switches, relocate outlets or switches, replace or upgrade panels, repair panel, install electric car charger, install fan, repair fan, install outdoor lighting, electrician having to do with remodeling, install security system, restore power, install ground wire, and then other. Now, I read these off because let's say you don't do the installation of security systems. That will not be noted under your services, right? So if somebody called you about installing the security system, that's outside of your service that you offer. It's an unqualified lead.
Got it.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, just want to make sure that I always like to share that too, because that's what I mean. Like, if someone called you on a service that we don't have listed there under your subcategories, that's an unqualified lead. All right?
Right.
Okay. So on your phone, Peter, I'm going to be sending you, it's going to be two text messages, okay?
Yep.
Actually, it's going to be three. Now, the first text that you'll be receiving is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. I'm just was considered the lead on the account. However, I always like to still provide you my information just so that you have it for your records. Okay?
Got it.
Okay. Now, the second text that you'll be receiving, and once you get all three text messages, please confirm with me so that I ensure that you received all three.
Okay.
The second text, you got the first one? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Now, this second text, it's going to have the number to our customer service department. So if at any time you have an update, change, question, concern, you need to shut off the lead, you need to turn them on, okay, you're going to contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4, okay? So let me send you that one. Now, in fact, like I said, you're going to have this team that's dedicated to your account. And then this last text that I'm sending you, it's just this link to a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. So, you know, when you have time, just take a look at the video. It actually gives you a demonstration of your client dashboard, how you could log in and track your results. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
And then, Peter, what's your last name?
Deys. D-E-Y-S.
Okay. And then, so the best number for us to contact you on is 650-619-8141, correct? That's the best number for us to call you on?
Yes.
Okay. And then remember, Google's going to be assigning a tracking number okay? Because that tracking number is how they're able to record the calls and know which ones are qualified and which ones aren't. And that's how you're able to, when you pick up that call, you will know that it is coming from Google Guaranteed, because you'll hear that recording before you're even connected with that live prospect. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, the business itself, when you PIN verified it, is it the same address that you have listed for the license and the insurance for the business?
It is.
Okay, what's that address?
It's 3090 Los Prados.
Uh-huh.
Unit number 8.
Okay.
San Mateo, California, 94403.
Got it. Perfect. All right. Now we're going to be going over billing. Okay. So, the only thing that you're being charged today is a $250 application fee, okay? The application fee is non-refundable. I do want to confirm with you, you will pass the background check, correct?
Yes.
Okay. just want to confirm, because I'll tell you, I had one gentleman, I asked him, and he's like, listen, something I did when I was 18, guilty by association, but I got in trouble for it. I went to juvenile hall. And I said, okay, how long ago was it? He's like, I'm 52. He goes, that's when I was 18. I said, okay, well, Google does go back 7 years, but right. If that felony comes up, there could be a possibility, right? Sometimes that it might come up.
Yeah.
They would deny you. So just be aware. And he was like, no, that's fine. So I always like to be transparent in that way. Okay.
Yeah.
Not to accuse you. Yeah, exactly. Now, Peter, so the card that you're using, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It has both.
Okay. Is it just Peter Days, or is there like a middle initial?
Peter W. Days.
Okay. W like William?
Exactly.
And then Days, you said, is D as in David, E, Y, S as in Sam, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then how does the business name show on there?
PDO Electrical Services.
Okay, so it's the full one. All right. Same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Just go here. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
Visa.
Visa. And what is the card number when you're ready?
Okay, it is 4802-0992-6988-7075.
Expiration month and year?
3/27.
And the CVV code on the back?
615.
615. Okay. A couple of things I want to go over too before we even charge the card, okay? So just keep in mind, if you felt, you know what, this week I don't think I'm going to be able to even fit in any emergency electrical, you know, jobs, call us immediately so we could shut them off, okay? But you want to call within our work hours, because if you don't, right, let's say you called after 4 o'clock on Tuesday, that means come Wednesday morning is when we're going to get that call, that message, right?
Yeah.
So that's when it would be shut off. But if you called, like, let's say after 4 on a Friday, then you know it's not going to happen until Monday when we get back into the office, right?
Gotcha.
Okay, for some reason.
Let me ask you this on that topic. How many calls come in on average per day?
Per day, I could tell you right now. So the way, what they say, like on an average, right? And it's not like you're going to be bombarded, I promise you. Okay. So typically the way they work it out is that you're getting at least 3 leads a week.
Okay.
Okay. That is equaling out to 3 leads a week. Now, here's the thing. Let's say later on down the road, let's just say down the road, you know what? You want to start taking on 20 leads in the month. You can do that at any time, right? Your monthly budget would change, but not the cost per lead. The cost per lead would still be $20, okay?
Got it.
Now, as you know, Peter, sometimes Google, they change prices. They haven't changed it in over 8 years, but sometimes they do. If at any time the price of the lead fees were changed, we would let you know immediately. Hey, the cost on the leads are changing. Google's increased it. So we would give you the heads up first, okay? I haven't seen it happen in 8 years, but I always like to just be upfront about that, you know, because Google's
sure.
Google. They can change whatever they want.
Okay?
And then, of course, my suggestion, and my suggestion is always this, Peter. Even if somebody called you and you didn't answer that call, because there is a possibility that you will still be charged for that call, call them back. Call them back. Because if you call them back, right, and they're outside of your service area, and let's say you still got charged for that call because you didn't answer it the first time, at least you can say, listen, I called them, they were outside of my service area, and I didn't accept that job. And those calls are recorded, so they'll know. Okay?
Okay, now that we're on that subject, how do I know that it was a Slash or Google call?
Oh, you'll know because it'll be on your tracking system. So there's a way for you to track it through your client dashboard. You're going to know what calls are coming in because you'll see those calls there.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Michelle, phone, I won't be able to differentiate that phone number from any other phone call that came in on my phone.
Well, here's the thing. Even if somebody called you, right, there's still a way through your client dashboard that you can track those phone calls. So any calls that come through the Google Guaranteed program, which is what we're managing, are going to show in your client dashboard because that special number that Google's assigning to you, that would be the number that they would click to call, and that's the number that we're tracking.
I got it. So, but they don't necessarily have to leave a message. All they have to do is just call.
All they have to do is call, and if you don't answer, I still suggest you call them.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. One thing I always say, too, you know, as a business owner, and I don't think I've ever heard it on your phone, but sometimes business owners, their voicemail is full. They don't empty the voicemail. Always make sure that your voicemail is emptied. A lot of times, some of them don't even have their voicemail set up. And I tell them, you guys are losing opportunities because your voicemail isn't set up. And if someone's voicemail isn't set up, typically people are just like, well, I'm not even going to call back, you know?
Right.
But I don't even think I've ever heard that on your phone, so you're good. But I always give that suggestion to other business owners. Now, I want to put the security question on your account here with us. So the security question, you could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could also be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name? Just the last name.
Simon. S-I-M-O-N.
Okay. All right. So if at any time, let's say somebody called you and they said their local Splash and you're not too sure, okay, I always suggest that you ask them, what's my security question?
Okay.
They'll hang up on you. If it's not us, they're going to hang up on you. If you ask us, what's my security question, we're going to tell you your mother's maiden name.
So that does happen. People hijack your name?
Well, sometimes, you know, there's people out there, right? And we do it just to be cautious and safe for our clients. So we always put a security question on someone's account.
Gotcha.
Because this way, it's a way for you to identify it's us, and it's a way for us to also identify that it's you that we're talking to. Okay?
Yeah.
And again, it's just a precaution, you know? We just want to be safe because if anyone said, oh, you need to pay XYZ amount of money, and you're like, wait a minute, I just paid the application fee, then you know this doesn't sound like it's local splash. And you just ask them, what's my security question? And I promise you, they will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us.
Yeah.
You got to be safe nowadays. Yeah, no, of course. Absolutely. Okay, so let me do this now. So you're going to be getting your receipt. We send it both to your email. We also send it to you in a text message. And we'll go over it in a couple minutes. And then what I'm going to be doing is sending you the application. I'm going to send it both via email, and I'm going to send it through a text message, okay? So let me just do this, and then we're gonna figure out what day would be best for your onboarding call with one of our technicians from the Google Guarantee Department. And we do everything within our company, Peter. We do not outsource it. Okay, everything is within our company.
Good.
So let me do this. Now, how soon do you think you would be able to have the application filled out?
Should have it done today.
Okay. So would you like your client onboarding call to be for tomorrow?
I would say no, because I'm dealing with a little knee issue. So
okay.
I would say next. Yeah.
Okay.
Midweek next week would be perfect.
All right. So let's take a look at that. Excuse me. I don't know why I feel like I've had like this little tickle in my throat, and I feel like I'm constantly having to clear it. And my husband's had a cough for like the last week, and I tested him for COVID. It's not COVID, so I'm glad. But still, I'm like, you know, if that cough doesn't go away, you're going to have to go to the doctor to get some medicine or something. It's one of those like lingering coughs. Let me see here. Okay, so now what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to send you the applications first. I'm going to first send it to you by text. If you take a quick look, Peter, at either your text messages or your emails, I do want you to find your receipt. It'll say initial invoice, and I'll need you to open it up.
Okay, I'm
now, just
I'm
so you know, if my phone might time out on us, I did not hang up on you. I will call you right back, so just an FYI if that happens. Because it tends to do it, like if I've been on the phone for an hour, it'll cut me off, and then I have to call back. So just so you know, I didn't hang up on you. Okay.
I'm looking.
You're looking at the initial invoice.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. So it goes on to say, Dear Peter W., thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. And then you'll see it says, please... Do you see the sentence that says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to click on where it says click here.
Okay.
And it will open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. Okay. So... these are the services that we offer. Some of these do not apply to you, but I'm going to go down the list. So we also do Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Access. We do directory submissions, Facebook ads. So this isn't under the services that apply to you. This is just letting you know these are also other products that we assist with. We also do Google ads, okay? Google Guaranteed is the package that you have. And it goes over the information there, okay? Now, Google Workspace is something that they might offer you during your onboarding call. That is an additional cost. That's actually what that is like having an email, like a business email, okay? So it would be like an email that would be peter@pdoelectricalservices.com. You do not have to do it, okay? You could decline, but I want you to know that that is an additional charge, okay? I'm not quite sure. The technician is the one that would have that information. But, I mean, you could ask. Again, you don't have to do it. Okay?
Right.
Now, you also have the advanced reporting system. You'll see that the live client support team, our hours are Monday through Friday, for 7 to 4, and the 877 number is the number that you would call. Anytime, let's say we communicate to you through a text message, the number that we would text, it shows where it says mobile phone, that is your phone number. That's the phone number we would text, right, if we needed to give you an update. If we tried calling you, we'll text you, we'll email you, okay? Now, delivery dates don't apply to you because that's considering the local SEO. So